Nevertheless, the problems and the anomalies kept on mounting. One of the key issues was raised by Father Brian P. Murphy of Glenstall Abbey, a historian, who noted that Hart had selectively quoted from a document called the British Intelligence Record relating to the British intelligence performance during the War of Independence. It noted that Protestants in the South very seldom gave support to the British forces. That part of the record Peter Hart quoted. But immediately following on those sentences, the record noted that an exception to that behaviour was to be found around Bandon, exactly the area where the massacre took place. And Hart hadn't quoted those sentences. And in retrospect, that should have really kind of raised significant questions about Hart's scholarship and what he was up to. As it happened, within the particular culture of the time, people shied away from taking Hart on or criticising the new light that he shone on the area. And that's a specific area, the reasons why people behaved that way, and we might discuss that later. So there were problems, and there was very little criticism from inside of the academy. I noticed in 2010, when I was reading another document, that three British intelligence officers had gone missing in Macroom, about 14 or 15 miles away from Bandon, in the middle of these events, at about midday on the 26th of April 1922. The massacre proper got underway 12 hours later. And as I was reading this document, the question lit up in my mind, I wonder how Peter reconciles the disappearance of three intelligence officers at this crucial moment with his narrative of sectarian massacre. Because we have to remember the counter-narrative, the alternative interpretation, was that these people were not killed because they were Protestants, but because they were spies. Mm-hmm. That's the counter-argument. And so in that context, recognizing that the disappearance of three British intelligence officers, it takes on an importance. Now, this is truce time in April 1922, and the disappearance of three British military intelligence officers is a significant event in any war or truce time or conflict, and that two of these people were quite senior. One was a brigade intelligence officer, and the other was attached to the division at Cork. So they're quite senior people. And I rushed home, and I read Peter's chapter again, taking it out on the Protestants. And he mentions the disappearance of three British intelligence officers. But the officer's disappearance and later murder is part of a sub-narrative. It's a sub-clause in a sentence, and that's the only reference to it in his chapter. So that doesn't, for a historian, that doesn't make sense. Intelligence officers going missing, important. In truce time, very important. That they're senior, important. That they're murdered, important. That this event happens in the middle of a massacre is important. That they're Protestants should be important to a narrative of sectarian massacre. But they're sent off into a different story, as it were. And so I began to follow up the footnotes, and the footnotes turned out not to be accurate or functional. They didn't refer to the correct documentation, or when one checked the documentation, it didn't add up to the interpretation. And it began to unravel. And as a consequence of that, the credibility of Hart's argument about the Bandon Valley Massacre began to be undermined. But there's a very fundamental flaw in the interpretation, and it is this: that Hart was unable to identify, with one exception, anybody that participated in the massacre. He identified one person by name, Frank Busteed, as it happens, an atheist and the son of a Protestant man, in his doctoral thesis, but Busteed disappeared from Hart's interpretation when time came to publish the book. And the problem this presents us with is that it is impossible to attribute motive without identifying who the perpetrators were. We can say that the victims were Protestant, that is indisputable, or those people that were killed. Some of the victims were in fact Catholic. but the motive for killing them remains unknown, while we do not or cannot identify the identity of the killers.
Mm-hmm. We'll get back to you in one second, talking about, these are obviously serious problems from the historian's point of view and how this could have happened, but would it be fair to say, though, that again, the problem is not so much that the opposite interpretation is right, that they were killed because they were informers, because there was never sectarianism in the IRA, because Protestants never felt vulnerable. The problem is not that all that is true, but that it's complex.
It's complex, and I you know, sometimes it has been suggested that I've you know, said that they were, or suggested that the people that were killed were informers. And that is not the case. As far as I'm concerned, we don't have enough information about the Bandon Valley Massacre to know why those people were killed. What I've been interested in doing is kind of exploring the methodology which underpinned the argument that they were killed because they were Protestants,
mm-hmm.
and it doesn't stand up. And it goes back to this discussion at the beginning of our talk about what the research historian can say. We're interested in producing interpretation that is balanced, that does justice to all of the evidence, that avoids polemic, and that recognises information that doesn't conform to the dominant story.
Mm-hmm.
So the sectarian narrative here is the dominant story, and the complicating information is the discovery of the three intelligence officers.